Hey there, and welcome to Drunk History Presents the Dark Ride, a fun theme parks theme game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. We cannot say this enough. We really appreciate you. If you're new here, we are so excited to have you. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. Just two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans, just like yourself. Now that that's out of the way, let's tell you about the episode today. Today, we are doing a listener request episode. Bow, bow, bow. We got sound effects, people. If you think this is a low-budget show, well, you're right. We've got a couple of questions. We thought they were interesting. Interesting questions from you guys, so thank you for that. I had posted on our store. We have at the Dark Ride podcast on Instagram. I asked for some questions. We got some. And then we also had a request for us to talk about something, and that something is bathrooms. So we are going to talk all about Disney bathrooms today.
That's right. That
sound, that you sound, know what that means.
That sound means it's ode to toilet time.
It's time to drop one, and
like it was hot. Why would it be hot?
They are hot. Oh. That's to call them steamers sometimes.
Cleveland steamers.
All right, so let's grab some toilet paper, and we'll be right back.
Adrian, it's just another part of you.
Ryan.
Everybody poops.
We got to give it to Ryan because he comes up with some great songs for the episodes. And Everybody Poops is...
It's just another part of me.
So later in the show, we're going to go over some of what are considered the star toilets of the Disney World theme parks. The yep. Big, you know, it's interesting that every, you know, we've said this before. The garbage cans are infamous.
Oh, yeah. I love the garbage cans.
Yeah. We should do an episode on
that. I think we should. We yeah. absolutely should. They change them too often, though. This is the big problem.
That yeah, and, they that, do. They that, change them a lot.
That push isn't around anymore.
But the bathrooms have a cult following as well, particularly when the Tangled toilets entered the game. It's literally became this, like, destination bathroom.
Well, you know, you got to do cocaine somewhere. So, what, huh? I think that, you know, like, this is a place where you're overeating constantly.
That is true.
You're working out constantly.
That's true,
and,
too.
And the body, you know, maybe you're up earlier.
Things are moving.
You're up earlier than you'd normally be up. You're staying up later than you'd normally be up. The body's out of whack.
And it's not, you're not regular, as
yeah,
they say.
Yeah, and at some point, you are yeah. going to run to one of these bathrooms while holding your butt cheeks closed.
Do you remember there was a commercial? I don't know if it was a long time ago. It was like, gotta go right now. Yes. And I don't have to go right now. Was that a Depends commercial?
I think it was.
Damn.
Yeah. We were not the target market.
No, we were not at that time. We are now.
Maybe it was from like when we would stay home sick and you got to watch. What show did you watch every time that you were sick?
I mean, the classic one everyone watched, Price is Right.
Damn straight. Bob Barker coming in. And that, I think, was a Depends crowd.
So. Yeah, right. So, because Disney's big on theming, so the theming goes into the latrining.
I mean, I think that's, you know, like, that's the big difference between the Disney level theme park, Universal Disney, and, you know, your regional amusement park, right? Like, where sure. you're just going to walk in, it's going to be white tiles, and that's what you get. You know, you are shitting in the same place.
Same gray and white.
Yeah, and you could be in a psych center. You could be in an airport, or you could be, you know, right outside of a roller coaster. It doesn't really matter because they're all the same.
Yeah.
And then here, you know, I mean, talk. Some of these bathrooms are themed like so much that even the name of it, they're like, we're not calling it a restroom, we're calling it something else.
Yeah, I mean, there's one that literally you cannot call a restroom because the word doesn't exist in that galaxy.
Far, far away, but they still shit. So
they do. I just to let everyone know a little bit of insight into me. I actually
don't poop. Adrian does not poop.
Well, everybody knows that. I'm a perfect person.
Of course.
But I believe in a well-themed bathroom even in your regular life. I do not appreciate when somebody's just got a white bathroom. In my apartment, you've been,
mm-hmm.
I have a bathroom that doesn't have a window, and I believe any bathroom that doesn't have a window should not be white. It should be a dark, cavernous cave of wonder. And that is what mine is. It's all black, but it's so moody and awesome. I have a whole vibe to it. I literally have a theme. My theme is writer's cottage in upstate New York.
Yes. And your theme, you know, changes minorly throughout the year.
Oh, yes, because it was because over the Halloween, it was a haunted mansion themed bathroom.
Exactly.
So, I believe in a themed bathroom. I don't think we should. I think the bathroom and the kitchen, we shouldn't take as seriously as we do. People go to Home Depot. They pick out the standard cabinet. Not I, said the fly.
Okay.
No. I think those room, bathroom and kitchen in particular are boring. There's ugly appliances in there, and they should be fun spots to mask the boringness of the space.
And also, like, the time that you're spending in these spaces is, like, it's a retrospective time, right? Like, you're just sitting there thinking, you're not
figuring, you know, shit out.
Yeah, like, I mean,
getting shit out and figuring shit out.
Exactly. Some of my best thoughts have been
For sure, the shower. The shower?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I could solve world hunger in the shower.
I have won so many arguments in the shower.
Oh yeah,
to myself.
Oh. And you know what? I sound like fucking Celine Dion in the shower.
You know what? I sound like Celine Dion.
Get out of here.
I think the only person that doesn't sound like Celine Dion is
Celine Dion. Yes.
R.I.P. Not quite dead, but she's got a lot of stuff
going on. Oh, I was
going
to say, did I miss that one?
She's got a lot of stuff going on right now. I don't think, anyways, Celine, we wish you the best.
We wish you the best.
And
all the best.
You know, I found in Long Island City, for any of our listeners that are in New York, there is a bar in Long Island City called the Baroness, and if you go into the Baroness's bathroom, it is themed to Celine Dion because she went there and took a shit once. And so then the owner was like, we're gonna theme this entire restroom to Celine Dion. It has an encased jewel of the
heart of the ocean.
Heart of the ocean. Thank you. Okay. I couldn't remember what the jewel was.
Yeah.
It has multiple diagrams showing that there was room for Jack on the door, and inside each of the cubby, it's like single stall bathrooms, right? So inside each of them, it has like My Heart Will Go On or something, you know, and the theme song is playing the entire time.
I live right by there, and I've driven past this bar, and I've always loved the name, and I wanted to go in, and now I want to go and take a shit.
You have to go in. You have to take a shit. and to be honest, like burgers and wings, they're really good. They're really good, and it would help for, you know, the crescendo of the show, which is pooping.
All right, well, let's let it go.
Yes.
And let's discuss some of these are what the internet considers the heavy hitters when it comes to, you know, a little bit of a place.
Yeah, we'll talk about what the internet thinks is the tops of the bottoms, and then we'll talk about what we think is, right?
Yeah. So we mentioned it already. Let's just check it off the list. The Tangled Toilets. These are located in the Magic Kingdom, Fantasyland. So the Tangled Toilets, Disney doesn't use the word toilets. They say Tangled Restrooms, but that doesn't sound right. And Disney's terrible at naming things.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not a colon amongst this.
Yeah. Oh, that was cute, right?
Yeah, you're welcome.
This restroom is themed to look like the village in the movie Tangled, where they, you know, they go and they dance around the music that, dun, 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 you know, I think that's the Wicked Witch.
Definitely the Wicked Witch.
It's close though, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's something like that. Sorry, Rapunzel. but at nighttime, it's illuminated with the lanterns. This is the crazy thing about this bathroom. So it's all completely themed to the whole. It's right by Peter Pan. The whole thing. You could even get your picture taken with the lantern. The fact that you can get your photo taken at a toilet is purely a Disney thing.
But oh, yeah.
People wait in line to get the photo with this lantern, like holding this illuminated lantern at the Tangled toilets. That's wild.
Well, the fact that they don't have to pay for it is what's wild. I'm surprised it's not a...
Well, they do. It's on the photo pad. You can't...
Oh, okay.
You can't get it. It is. Nothing's free here. No. They also have USB ports here in the tree stumps, which I always thought is pretty cool.
And the, like the waiting area outside.
The waiting area outside is a destination of itself. And this is why when we get to the end, this is a ranking show. We're going to tell you what our personal favorite bathrooms are, our least favorite bathrooms, and what we think the attributes of a good bathroom are. This one doesn't make my list, and it's very crowded in this area.
Mm.
And that's something that I don't like about my bathrooms at Disney.
But there
there's an ample amount of stalls.
Yeah, but at least there's like a bathroom here now, because
sure.
it used to be that the closest bathroom was like in, I think it was in Frontierland.
Yeah,
like
I had
to walk.
Yeah. It was not, Fantasyland is not good for bathrooms.
Yeah. And considering that it's filled with, you know, four-year-olds.
Right.
You'd probably want to have some potties.
But all in all, absolutely beautiful restaurant. If you take the people away, this is a top tier. They even have Rapunzel's Tower, like, right behind it.
I love that little tower.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cute. It's a must-do. It's a must-do-do. Yay-o! That was a layup.
Bright minds.
That was a layup.
Bright minds.
If you ever have a friend that says to you, what are the must-do-do bathrooms of Disney, you have to give them this one. This is the flagship. The flagship.
Wow.
What else, Ryan? What are your thoughts on the Tangled toilets?
What can be said about
and I apologize, everyone.
We already have.
I apologize, everyone, because I said we were going to start with questions, and then we were going to get to this, but we jumped right into it.
Oh,
so we'll do the questions at the end.
Yeah. Let's get shitty with it.
Yeah.
It's nice theming on the outside. I like the area on the outside. It's very nice. The inside,
par for the course?
Par for the course.
They have hidden Pascals here instead of hidden Mickeys. I think that's kind of a cute little thing.
As long as I don't have hidden cameras, I'm fine.
Yeah, hidden poops.
Pascal is
the little lizard. Yeah.
The little lounge lizard in the bathroom. All right,
cool. He's the bathroom lizard. This is the Disney difference here.
Yeah, I mean, the level of theming, they've got like little hoof prints in the pavement outside. And so, like, it's cute. It's very cute. But you know, at the end of the day, it's just here to.
If you just got off Peter Pan's flight and you're heading to the Haunted Mansion and you've got to go,
this is the place to do it.
This is the place to do it.
Don't do it in Rivers of America.
What's the next one, Ryan?
All right. Next up, we have the Norway bathrooms.
These are newer bathrooms.
Yeah, new bathroom.
Yeah.
They're
located. They're the new like Frozen themed bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. They're like behind the meet and greet area, right?
Yeah, that's the Royal Summer House.
The house. And the Wandering Reindeer gift shop. They're really nicely themed on the inside. The outside is the whole area is very nicely themed, but these are a very nice, calming. Almost spa like
this bathroom. Blue that's in this that's on the door of this bathroom
on the stalls.
I have taken a picture of it before because it's a very specific blue. They call it Kristoff's Icy Sleigh Blue. I think it is maybe gorgeous. This bathroom for me, interior wise, number one.
It's very cozy.
It feels like Fantasyland. It's interesting that it's in the World Showcase in Epcot and in the Norway.
I like that it's a little bit hidden.
It is a little bit hidden. Not a lot of people have shit here.
So you can probably, you know, get a stall when you go back there. Maybe not have a neighbor that's trying to tap your toe.
Oh, talk dirty to me.
Have some nice peace for your pee.
I also love the tumbled, the flooring is like a tumbled, sort of, it looks like it would be like a stone. Mm. I really like that. Over the interior of this bathroom, I think, is one of the best.
I agree.
It was well done. This, I've said this before, my favorite, like, new building in all of Epcot is the little hut, I forget what it's called, but it's
the little hut
for the little
next to the Norway, the summer house, right?
I think it's the summer house. It's so cute. It's brown and red.
It just makes me mad that like it is nothing, but it is. It's these bathrooms.
I agree.
Right? So like,
well, I think it's where the meet and greet is.
To me, that's nothing.
Okay.
Right, like that's a non thing.
It's a big nothing burger.
I just wish that you know, like it was part of the facade of you know. The
bathrooms?
The rollicking Oakenfolds. Paul Oakenfolds Disco Inferno. Whatever the new ride is where it's kind of like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but in Frozen.
As someone who has a little bit of Scandinavian in her blood, this is my vibe.
Okay. I like
it. All right. Staying in the World Showcase next.
I mean, isn't it like Epcot should have the best bathrooms, right? You're going to walk around, food and wine.
Okay.
Jamming this mismatch of food in your gullet.
Preach.
You're going to need to use quickly.
Gotta go right now.
Yeah. And without Depends, you're going to be going, you know, wherever you can. So I think that, like, they should have, you know, even more bathrooms.
They have a very. They don't have enough bathrooms for all the drinking. When it's like New Year's Eve and these crazy things, like sometimes people wait.
Dude, New Year's Eve at Epcot. Can we like do an aside and talk about this? What a shit show!
I mean, I think it looks like a lot of fun.
I think it looks like.
I wouldn't. I heard it takes like 2 hours to get out of there, but
it looks like my worst nightmare. It looks like Times Square.
It is.
It's insane.
I want to experience it once. Like, I feel like anyone that I know that went said it's like...
They liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So...
It's going to take a lot of churros to calm me down.
Yeah. And you have to put, like, those... you have to have the music in the ears because they can't really be pumping. I think they have the... Was it like the silent disco?
They're doing a silent disco throughout?
In some of them. Oh. Maybe because it's like clashing. I don't know. But some of them have the
too much other stuff. That makes sense.
Yeah, but I think it looks fun. But I wouldn't want to have to wait to the bathroom. I'd probably have to wear some Depends.
Oh, just like Times Square.
Just like Times Square.
Psychopaths. If you come to New York, guys, if you're on vacation, come to New York.
Don't go to Times Square.
Just don't do that to yourself. There's so many other options.
There's some great options. Just like staying home.
Yeah, don't do anything.
I mean,
go to bed by 9:30.
Order Chinese food.
Yeah, order Chinese food. Go to bed by 9:30.
I mean, that's pretty much what I did.
Yep.
all right, so staying in the World Showcase, we got the American Adventures bathrooms. Now, these aren't particularly exciting. However, there's a lot of stalls. There's a lot of space. And they have that sort of like old-timey, you know,
got like wainscoting and like nice mirrors, and
I definitely go here a lot. The American Pavilion in general has become my sort of
it's good to shit on.
It's good to shit on. Has become like my and it's funny because it's the midway point around the World Showcase, but mm-hmm. I go in Regal Eagle, and that's where when I'm hot and I need I need to sit and get some air conditioning and some water. They have the you know, the fountain soda right over there. I sit in there. I take a little break. I use the American Adventure bathrooms. It literally is a respite for me, that pavilion.
I like the calming nature of that pavilion.
Yeah.
You know, being somebody who grew up in the Northeast, it has, like, a lot of vibes that,
colonial.
That I associate with, like, comfort.
I guess. Me too.
And I just wish that, like, there was, like, you know, a little bit better theming. Like, Regal Eagle, their bathroom. I think they have their own bathroom. I
haven't had the pleasure.
I can't remember. On that side.
Oh, it's around the side. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
But it's not like full Muppet themes, you know? Like,
No.
And like, it would be a lot cooler if it was.
You want a Muppet themed bathroom?
I mean, that'd be great.
Okay. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I think this is more of a, I mean, if you're going for, like, I would like some privacy, and I don't want to have to wait for the bathroom, and I want...
Is this, like, if you're looking... So, the bathrooms that I've been to here are, like, if you're looking at the building, it's to the right.
To the right, yeah. The by the picnic tables and all.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I was here pretty recently, and, mm-hmm. and it was... a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, it was very busy.
Oh, I've never experienced that. Yeah. This one. I have other ones that I've experienced that at. We'll get to that at the end.
In fact, I waited like in line to guy, waited in line to use the bathroom.
Was it a busy time at Epcot?
It was a pretty busy time, but like not crazy, crazy.
That's interesting. This one's the probably one of the bigger restrooms. Mm. Okay. What do we got next, Ryan? Oh, we got a good one.
Oh, we got, we can't call it a toilet. We've got the Galaxy Edge Refreshers.
Wow, this is a masterpiece.
That's right. You won't find any restrooms in Galaxy's Edge. Instead, you'll find refreshers.
Yeah, bright suns.
Because that's where you get refreshed. And there's troughs in there for the sinks, but
I love
fellas, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I know you want to do it. Don't do it.
Don't even think about it.
You can't pee in a trough unless there's ice in it. Every man knows that. That's how we can tell that it's for peeing when there's ice in it.
Very industrial.
It's so industrial looking.
I love it. It makes me think of the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It's a place here in New York.
Uh-huh.
And it's cold. And there's something about it. I love this bathroom.
I like it too. I think that it's so well, like, fully themed out. The floor is themed. All of the, like, the piping is exposed, but like color and texture and everything like that is like right on point.
They hand paint all that rust.
Batu.
It's so good. And then right outside, you got the infamous water fountain where you can spot. Dianoga.
Oh, is that the eyeball? Is the Dianoga?
Yeah, they name? Popping up to say hi. Sometimes it doesn't work, but I've seen it work.
I like that.
I like the water fountain in general, though. I like that they made it.
And this bathroom is a little bit like hidden away.
It's a hidden gem. So when you go, should we tell people how to get there?
You're gonna give away the secrets.
So when you're entering like the market area, it's literally right to the left. So right before you get in, they're right over there. I've never seen a line here.
Yeah, and I do like. There's pictographic indicators saying that it's a men's and women's room, but does it say men's and women's? I think at first it did not, but maybe it does now. After years,
I can't really remember, but I can see that being the case. Great bathroom, one of my faves.
All right, you're up.
Okay, we got this one. I think probably is one of Ryan's favorites. We got the Hollywood Brown Derby restrooms located inside the restaurant. But even if you're not dining there, you can still go there. These restrooms are themed to old Hollywood. They've got the 1930s theming, the black and white checkered tile. You can hear the music in the bathroom, and they've got caricatures.
I love it.
And there's a hidden Mickey in one of them.
I love this bathroom. I love Hollywood Brown Town Derby.
Yes, that's a favorite of the pod.
Just having a bathroom that you can call brown. It's like, this is great.
Hollywood Brown Doobie.
Oh, Duty. Dookie.
Duty.
The old brown dookie.
Great bathroom, beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous. And the caricatures, you know, you find them out in the lobby and in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they, like, just kind of come in and they're in the bathroom as well. If you were a Hollywood starlet, would you be like, pumped that your portrait was in the...
No.
The potty?
No. To be very honest, no. But I would also... I'd be pumped right now.
Yeah, that you're being talked about. But I'm sure
Natalie Portman wouldn't be too happy about having her picture hang while somebody's pinching a loaf.
The Portman pinch.
All right, next one.
Toy Story Land.
Yeah, these are the Toy Story Land restrooms. The best part for me is the lettering on the outside where they use the Scrabble pieces very to spell cute. Restrooms.
Very cute throughout. I mean, look, it's like we, the architecture firm that Adrian and I both work for, mm-hmm. we design schools sometimes.
Sure do.
And this feels, you know, very kindergarten-esque.
Primary colors, yeah. red, blue, green, orange, yellow, and literally the stalls are all those colors.
Yep. Roy G. Biv.
Yeah. Crayon tiles. You know, it's...
Yeah, it's like checkerboards, you know.
It's exactly what you're picturing in your mind if you haven't had the pleasure.
And I think that they do a pretty... Like, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I mean, what else would they do? What would they do? This is what they have to do.
Yeah.
What else would they do? I mean, like, they're going to have, like, a Buzz Lightyear on the... Like,
oh, that'd be great if he was just like...
He was just like, Stark, this is Stark, man.
As soon as you flush, he goes to infinity and beyond.
Okay, maybe we're onto something here.
I think that you know, like there could be more. This does not seem like a very enjoyable place.
No, I wouldn't
to sit.
This is exactly the opposite to me of an enjoyable place to rest relaxing. And relax.
It's not relaxing.
But you know what? This is the Disney difference. All of these are a different breed of bathroom than you see kind of anywhere else. Ryan, what Adrian. Are your favorite Disney World bathrooms?
So I'm going to stick with the Toy Story theme.
Okay.
Right? But across the way at Woody's Roundup.
Okay.
But it's only for a very, very specific reason.
You went to the bathroom in Woody's Roundup.
I've seen pictures of the bathroom.
Oh, Woody's okay.
And the reason
I went in there.
The reason that I love it, and it's just because I'm a nerd.
Okay.
Above the doors, mm-hmm. when you're entering in.
Yeah.
Above the women's room, it says "Rootin' Tootin'." And above the men's room, it
highfalutin?
Says "Woody."
Oh no!
Yeah, and they didn't do it on purpose, obviously, but it's there. And that makes me very happy. It's in giant letters. I'm showing them to...
Oh, my goodness.
To Adrian right now. And it's like, it's right there.
Wow, that's a little joke that they threw in there. Rootin' tootin'.
Rootin' tootin'.
Wow. Sometimes Imagineers get a little risque.
Yeah, yeah. I have one other favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
what is it?
I guess like real favorite.
Yeah, yeah. What's your real favorite?
Bathroom, and it's actually not in Disney, but it's in Universal.
Okay.
In Hogsmeade.
Got it.
When you go into the bathroom, you know, the bathrooms are nice. Mm-hmm. They're quite large and everything like that, and their theme park bathrooms are mm-hmm. fairly busy. You know, it might not be my favorite place to actually use the bathroom, but the fact that Moaning Myrtle is in there talking to you.
That's fun.
I really love.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's what smart. They, that was a good one. Yeah. Good job, Universal Creative. So, when we're sticking with the favorites, we talked about my favorites. My favorites were on this list. My favorites are, number one is Galaxy's Edge Bath, Refresher. That's my favorite bathroom. And Norway is my second favorite bathroom. We've already talked about them, but they are my favorites. I love them both. It's like picking a favorite. I can't do it.
Do you have a least favorite that you
yes,
can
I
think
do.
Of?
I have three least favorite bathrooms.
Oh, okay, let's do it.
That I really hate. First, starting up the list, Frontierland, that one that's the pass-through between Frontierland and Adventureland.
Sure.
Super crowded.
Always. I love that it exists.
But I've been crashed with strollers there. Like, there's always, like, people around. It's just, if I have to go and then pass that, I'm like, I hate that bathroom.
Yeah, agreed.
Second one, the Hollywood Studios Sunset Boulevard bathroom. When you're walking down Sunset Boulevard, it's to the right. It's in the middle of the thing. There's like a ramp. I hate that bathroom. That's overly crowded. It sucks.
That's like near like the photo place? Like the big camera? Or no?
It's in between the two shops. So it's like it's halfway through. I hate it. And then honorable mention. We talked about this on the pod. Dishonorable mention. The Space 220 bathroom.
Yeah. I saw that on a bunch of like best lists.
Get out of here.
And I was like, get the fuck out of here. But I think what they were saying is like, oh, in space, nobody can hear you. It should just be modern. It's just space. The one positive thing, if I remember right, was they had like some weird like chatter background sounds happening when you were in the bathroom, like
right.
that were kind of like funny and on brand.
Like, and there was like something like giving you
like instructions. Package delivered or something like that.
Like yeah. instructions in case of an emergency or something, like some little thing like that, which was fine.
Yeah.
But I remember we were all really excited. We were
super excited to
we
see
thought what we were going to see something interesting, and it was a gray bathroom.
Yeah.
And that was sort of a bummer because the whole thing about that place is supposed to be theming.
Well, that whole place could be better.
Big bummer. Right.
I'm going to go for a dishonorable mention to the new Tron bathrooms.
Okay.
Similar problem. They, you know, it's very boring.
I agree with this.
And that one doesn't even have any sounds other than the obvious
plop. Yeah.
And yep. we're 40.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck.
never thought we'd be talking about this.
And I think that there's just so much. There's other than the ride itself, which I think is very well themed,
mm-hmm.
the interior and all that. I have so many problems with that Tron expansion. The bathroom being yeah. one of them, and then how they dealt with the train.
Yeah,
I in all honesty, I rode that train last time I was there. I don't think we've talked about it on this.
I have not yet. No.
But like when I rode that train. The person I was with was like, "What's going on with you? Like, you seem pretty sad or something like that." Like,
just ruined your time.
and I had like a tear rolling down my chin because I was like, I was so upset at how little attention they didn't care. They didn't like. They did not make the Disney difference. It could have been Six Flags. It could have been anything. They didn't care.
True.
And it was just like I expected at the least, you know, a ring of neon lights or something. Fucking nothing. Are you kidding me? Nothing? What is this?
Just a tunnel?
Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls? Get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah. This is not okay.
It's tragic. Yeah.
Very sad. Missed opportunity.
Okay, Ryan. What are the attributes for you of a good bathroom, theme park bathroom?
I think, you know, like, theming, for okay. sure, right? Staying on brand with whatever
it is, it should fit the place.
Yeah, fit the place. I think that's got to be my number one for theme park bathrooms mm-hmm. because you are in a theme park and like, you know, I'm not expecting to have like the most privacy, but if I could get like a little bit of privacy, that sounds nice. You know,
I don't like, well, I guess it has to be that way, but I've seen other places do this now where like and there's some of the bathrooms in Disney, they've instituted it. Or when you close the door, a red light turns on. Have you seen this new thing in bathrooms?
I haven't seen that, but
so like bathrooms that are available are green, and then once you close the door, it comes red because they now have them go all the way to the floor, so you can't see feet, which I prefer. I hate the feet thing.
You know, I've as an architect, like I've designed so many bathrooms, and I get asked by like whenever I'm traveling, and if I'm traveling abroad, I've been asked by so many people as like an architect, they're like, why do your stalls not go to the ground, you psychopath?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. That's how we do it. Like,
yeah, we do it wrong.
I was like, how do you tell if somebody's in the bathroom? And they're like, I don't know. We knock?
I like the new light system.
I think that that's a much better system. I totally agree with that. So, which adds to privacy, which is nice.
Yeah, privacy.
How about like a little soundscape?
Got that on my list, too.
Yeah, let's get some sounds that are
music.
Not, you know, not the sounds of...
Music theming.
Of the happenings.
Silence. The sounds of silence.
Yeah.
I say a big one. Cold.
You want it cold?
I want it cold.
Okay.
I want relief from the heat, and I think a cold bathroom feels cleaner to me. Cleanliness is obviously on the list, right?
Of course. Cleanliness. Of course. That goes without saying.
Uncrowded. That should go without saying. We don't want a crowded bathroom. Those are horrible.
Yeah.
Lots of stalls.
Okay.
Fresh scent.
Cool.
I want a fresh scent. I want it to smell good. I want a squatty potty. No.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if they
imagine
had
they
that
came
for you?
To that? That would be amazing. I want Mickey to open the door and say, oh, boy.
And I want Minnie to what? No.
I want a place to put my shit.
Oh, like a little cubby.
Not the shit. I want my place to put my mini backpack, my water bottle. I need just a little
gotta
shelf.
Have a coat hanger, maybe a little shelf, a little
I
cubby.
I can't understand how you architects can design bathrooms that don't have a place, that there are some out there that don't have a place to put your crap.
Yeah, for sure.
It's wild.
Yeah, hold it.
Hold it. So these, I think, do you have any more?
Yeah, I think that I had one on the tip of my tongue. It's like a turtle head poking out. What was it?
Good mirror. We want a full-length mirror. That's one that I want in there as well. But Disney bathrooms all seem to have them. See, I actually use the bathroom because I'm someone like I like human, to freshen up.
You're a human.
A human. I actually use the bathroom, if you guys can believe it. But when I'm in Disney, I do use it as a place to freshen up. I will comb my hair, retouch up my lipstick, you know, and
do you want like an area that's not amongst like the toilets in order to do that? Like, do you want like a powder room separate?
No.
I'm fine. I do, and I'm not even
obviously there should be stuff for babies. You know, there should be baby places to change your baby.
Yeah, vending machines.
There should be feminine products.
Oh, I wasn't saying that.
Condoms.
Yeah. I like how, like, in public bathrooms at, like, clubs and stuff like that, there's, yeah. You know, there's the guy, he's got cigarettes and gum and candy, and, like,
I can't stand an attendant in a bathroom.
Oh, I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I love it.
I can't stand it. I'm always like, oh, man, I gotta pay to pee now.
Just don't pay.
I can't do that. I feel bad. They're standing in the bathroom all night long.
Well, they're getting paid money. for bathroom attendants out there, I'm sorry if I'm blowing up your scene. I think that you don't have to pay them.
Okay.
I didn't ask you for the towel. You just kept on giving it to me.
Yeah.
So you keep on giving it, and I'm going to keep taking it. I, of course, pay them if I take any of their products.
Sure.
I think that's it. Do you have a dream bathroom? If you could have like any kind of theme or any kind of location or anything like that, do you have anything that like comes to mind?
I tend to feel like I think that's probably why I like the Norway ones. I feel like my vibe of a bathroom it swings so far between wanting to look like Fantasyland and wanting it to be very industrial.
Okay.
Yeah. And as evidenced by my list, so I feel like I would want maybe something in
like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit bathroom.
No,
no. I mean, that's industrial and cartoony.
I don't like cartoony in that sense. That's why I don't like the Toy Story one.
Okay.
I mean, in like fantasy, pretty like that, like you know that the way that Disney did the Norway ones, and then the way they do the Tangled ones.
Okay.
So I feel like it would be nice to have a Sleeping Beauty bathroom.
Okay.
And I'd like one over there. Like I think there is dungeon? One. There is one over there, by the way. There is one over there, but I don't. It's a nonplus.
It's not themed.
It's not great.
Yeah.
But I'd want another one of those. I'm into that. I don't want to like come up with an outlandish bathroom. Although I do think I could design a better Space 220 bathroom than them.
Well, your boy is going outlandish.
Oh, let's go. Let's go outlandish.
You know how I'm a camper.
Oh boy.
Big camper. One of my favorite things about camping...
Shitting in the woods?
Is shitting in the woods. When you shit in the woods, when you're camping, they have these things called primitive privies. And you go out into the middle of the woods, and there's like a box called a thunder box, which is a very cute name.
Wow.
And it's got a lid on it, and you pull the lid up, and it's basically like a toilet seat right there. And then you're out in the woods, no walls, and you shit.
One with nature.
Yeah, one with nature.
And you're sitting there.
You bring your sanitary stuff to make it, you know, it's clean and stuff like that. But,
okay.
But you do your business surrounded by woods.
Right.
And it's usually, like, far enough off the path where people aren't going to, like, stumble on you.
Must be humiliating to get attacked by a bear when you're on one of those things.
I mean, I'd rather that than, like, be like Elvis, right? And just, like, keel over on one.
I thought he died choking on a pork chop.
No, he died.
Keeled over
shitter.
On the toilet. Oh, yeah. Damn.
I think he choked on a pill. Anyways, if I could have the E.T. forest from the wall, you know, from the line, the
yeah.
queue, but there's just like a bunch of little stumps out there that you yeah. can shit on.
Okay.
That's my dream. No Brian. Walls, no stalls, just. People walk through a path, and then you sit on a stump, and you do your business.
I have a feeling, Ryan, that you might not get what you want.
Well.
But maybe there'd be some compromise
Disney
of that.
Disney has taught me that dreams do come true. So.
If you believe.
Dream is a wish.
Well, we want to thank... We want to thank that request.
That was fun. Did you ever think that we would talk for 40 minutes about pooping?
No, but not in my only in my personal life. We did get some listener questions.
Let's do them.
I'm just going to use first names. These were sent to us on our social media at the Dark Ride Podcast. Mike says, this is a great question, and I really want to know the answer to this too. How do you convince someone who doesn't want to go to Disney with you to go to Disney with you?
Yeah, it's tough, right?
Yeah. So, funny story, Ryan tried to actually help me with that because I have someone in my life who does not want to go to Disney. And
At all.
Just would rather jump in a lake with alligators. And Ryan, I was there, he really tried. He was like, you know, you should just do it. You were really trying. You were lawyering, and I really appreciate it.
And I will now try for our audience. So,
try for our audience.
So what you do is you break it down so that it's easy for them, number one. You can't have them deal with any of this, like, decision-making over
this or that. You got to do it all.
You're doing all the planning as the person that wants this to happen. Secondly, you only do it for a short amount of time. This is a long weekend vacation. That's all you get.
And it's tailored specifically to that person.
Yes. So you go to the parks that they're going to...
They're going to enjoy. You got to know these people.
Yeah, exactly. Things that they're going to enjoy. Once the foot's in the door... Disney will do the rest. Once the foot is in the door, it takes an awful lot to convince people to go. And then... You have to, like, do your best to make all of the parts that are aggravating, because there's plenty of them. You have to, like, kind of do your part to, like, shut those up.
Yeah. You as the seasoned person, know what they cannot experience.
Yeah.
And just try to mitigate that in the best way possible that you can do that. And like we said, show them the things that you know they would be into.
Disney's got something for everybody.
And if all else fails, just... hit them over the head with a club and drag them down. I mean,
once they're there, you know, kidnap them. Yeah,
kidnap them, hold them for ransom, and you may make some money out of it. We don't know, but that's a great question, and we wish you luck with that, Mike. That's a tough one,
Mike. Write to us and tell us, did it work?
Did it work?
Did the person go with you?
I think, Mike, if I'm really giving you, because I'm considering this too. What about giving it as a sort of like a, not the whole thing, but like being like a gift for like a holiday or a birthday?
I think that's tough though, because like
it's more for you.
They don't like it.
It's like yeah,
it's different if they're like, oh, I don't know, you know, if you're like, hey, do you want to come to Disney with me sometime? They're like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. But if you make it a gift, what an amazing gift that you're a fucking king.
I mean, that's an expensive gift, but you could also...
But if they don't like it and you're like, but I bought it for you, and you have to go.
If somebody's main issue is money, though, then you break out the spreadsheet, and you know how to do, from listening to these podcasts or working with a travel agent or whatever, you know how to get an affordable trip. We know that it's some bloviated numbers out there. 40 grand for a trip to Disney.
Yeah, fuck that.
We know that's not true. You know that that's not true. That's an easy one, I think, to mitigate. If their issue is just the money.
I will tell you this. Like on the real, a trip to Disney for the weekend versus a trip to Vermont for a weekend. I just did both, right? In the past 4 months.
You have experience.
The Vermont trip was more expensive.
See? And... we did a trip to Alaska.
Yeah.
I my parents paid more money for that than I paid for the when I go to Disney.
Yeah.
If their thing is, which is one issue I deal with, and it's very hard to convince somebody if they say if they blanketly just believe it's for kids, that's a difficult thing to do. You could maybe show them some YouTube videos or like some
have them listen to this podcast.
We're talking about shit for 40 minutes. This is exactly what kids do.
No, but this is the way that, like, you know, this whole show is about adult Disney, like people that are adults that like Disney.
Yeah.
And also then, like, if they're not if they have no childlike wonder in them, don't bring them to Disney. Bring somebody else. Why are they even in your life?
Right. You know, and there's just some people... Why are they even in your life? Okay.
Trigger warning!
Jeez. Seemed personal.
No,
I'm... Listen, not everyone's the same. And people grew up differently. And, there's always going to be people that don't... we don't like what we don't understand.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. Not... if they don't like Disney, get them out of your life. If they have no childlike wonder, like if they don't, if they're not like fun,
yeah,
then you know,
yeah. Do you have something you want to talk to me about after the podcast?
No.
So yeah. So Mike, good luck with that. Let us know if it works out, please.
Yeah. Write to us at drunkdistry@gmail.com. Or slide into our DMs, por favor.
Sure. All right, we got one last question, and then we're going to get through this, and then we're going to say goodbye. I actually have one thing I want to ask Ryan about after this. Chris says...
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for writing in. What one ride from each park would you be happy if they got rid of? Now, here's I'm taking Chris's question as, would I personally be happy if they got rid of it? Doesn't mean it's the worst ride in the park.
Okay.
It's a ride that, and I'll go first.
Yeah. If you go first, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go first. I'm taking his question as, would I be happy if they got rid of, meaning that I just, it doesn't mean it's the worst ride in the park. It's just something that I'm, so let's start with, let's go in the order of institution. Magic Kingdom. I will be happy if they got rid of Goofy's roller coaster. What is
it? I'm rewriting.
Goofy's, what is that called?
I don't know. It
sucks. It's always has a long line. There's like a rule where it's like you can't go on it either without a child or with a child. It's the whole thing is just is ridiculous. I don't like it. Epcot. Going to offend people with this. This is what I personally would be okay with them getting, would be happy if they got rid of.
Barnstormer,
that's what it is. Thank you, Ryan. Barnstormer, get out of here. Test Track is my answer for Epcot. We all know I'm not a Test Track fan. I don't like it. They're retheming it. I hope maybe we'll see what happens. But I don't like it. And that's me. I'm going over Mission Space on that one. Which is saying something.
That is saying something. You hate Mission Space.
I hate Test Track more. Hollywood Studios is going to piss people off. Rock and Roller Coaster. Here's what I want. I want them to re-theme it.
Yeah.
So I don't want them to bulldoze it. If the answer is what do you want to bulldoze, I guess like...
I think that's how we have to do this. Is like this thing goes away and then nothing takes its place. Like
okay,
it's like a negative impact.
Yeah, I guess then the answer is Alien Swallowing Saucers if that's the thing. But for me, it's Rock and Roller Coasters, and then Animal Kingdom is Dinosaur. That's the most of all of them for me is Dinosaur. That's the most terrifying ride, and it's not necessary to scare people like that. With dinosaurs with spikes all over their faces.
Yeah, you hate that one.
Yeah. These are my must-don'ts, everybody. Must-don'ts.
That one's tough. The AK.
Yeah, you like everything there?
No.
What about the Gorilla Falls?
I do like that quite a bit, as is.
It's tough. It's tough. But
I think we're, you know, I'll do low-hanging fruit there, I guess. Starting at MK, I also was going to say the whole circus area.
Yeah.
Sans Dumbo. Dumbo's, you know,
yeah. It's a Dumbo drop.
Don't fuck with it. But we're not talking about poop anymore. But I think that whole Barnstormer, the circus tent, all that kind of crap. I think the Casey Jr. train, blah, blah, blah. All of that could be like...
Level it.
Just like level it and make a whole new land.
Would be great. Yeah.
I don't know what you do about Dumbo at that point.
You move it into the regular fantasy land.
I guess so, right? But Magic Carpets of Aladdin is, I think, I don't know what you would like replace it with, but like maybe just fountain.
I was going to say sitting area.
Yeah. Just have the camels.
Place to eat the Dole Whip.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe the camels like spit on people or something. That's cute.
Yeah, the camels we need because that is funny. Yeah,
but that whole area is just so.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It's
so
nuts.
Many people.
Yeah.
It's too narrow around it. Yeah, it's uncomfortable. We'll go Epcot next. Get rid of Frozen. Just rip it the fuck out. When I wrote that down, it was really for like a replacement. I'd rather if they replaced it with a better ride for Frozen. But But then we said level it, and I said let it fly. So
I don't agree with that.
So Frozen it is. Nemo's right there with it. You know, like
Nemo was my second choice.
Yeah. So like if you both of these, I want there to be a ride there. Just retheme it to be a little bit better. What do we do next? Hollywood. Get rid of Indy.
Interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't think you would say that.
What, because it's the only opening day attraction that still exists?
Yeah.
Fuck it. It's
gone. Seen it. Done.
I think that when Indy finds its new home over in AK, that'll be...
And how many times have we watched the Boulder Trick?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's not fun. And I haven't done it in 20 years. Like... Have you?
And that's too close.
Yeah, have you?
Two decades. I've done it. I did it a couple of years ago.
Yeah?
Same shit. Different day.
Yeah, exactly. So
sorry, we're not talking about bathrooms anymore.
It's not needed. It's a big kerplunk.
We'll
get rid of it. Animal Kingdom.
Get rid of it? Just so ruthless.
Animal Kingdom, low-hanging fruit, Triceratops Swirl, our lowest
They ranks. Are getting rid of. I think everything that we picked, they are getting rid of, right? They're leveling Dino Land, so it's I picked Dinosaur, you picked Triceratops Spin.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of rides at this
No, there isn't. Park, you know? We didn't say A Bug's Life.
I like A Bug's Life.
Me too.
And they're getting rid of it.
They're getting rid of it.
And I don't really... look, I'm happy if they put a Zootopia. Have you seen the pictures and images and videos from the new Zootopia? It looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks great.
But I want it to be out at Rafiki's Planet Watch and that you take that little train, but the train is the train of Zootopia. I think that would be... You could do like a Hogwarts Express type thing.
Yeah, and Shakira's going to perform.
Amazing.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Gazelle Bündchen. So... I think
these are all good. And you know what? I think these are the ones that we really aren't into.
Yeah, I mean, I might get some hate from Frozen, but that's from people that haven't ridden it.
So before we wrap up, Ryan, I saw there's a comedian. His name is Mike Lawrence. He posted a question on Facebook where he said, there's a big picture of Mickey Mouse. And he said, question, what exactly is Mickey Mouse's personality? He's like, I know what Bugs Bunny's personality is.
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I guess you know that he's like a horny rabbit who causes... his heart's always beating out of his chest.
Wait. When you think Bugs Bunny, the first word that you're going to say is horny?
I think of him as very like... I think of that whole Looney Tunes thing as they're just... The animators with Looney Tunes, they were thinking about something when they were making those cartoons.
It was wartime.
They were lonely.
We haven't seen and they our needed lives their
skunks
years.
And their rabbits and everyone to be.
Yeah, knocking. I mean Pepe Le Pew is definitely
Pepe Le Pew is the rapiest character of all time.
Horny boy.
But they were like, "What's Mickey Mouse's personality?"
Well, I mean, it depends on the era.
Is it
right?
Walt? Is personality Walt Disney?
I think it depends on the era because you know, like the Mickey that we grew up with, the '90s hero,
'90s Mickey, yeah,
he was like, you know, he stands for good, good commerce, the American way.
Sometimes when I'm watching Mickey, I'm a little uncomfortable because there's Mean Mickey.
Then there's Mean Mickey.
Mean Mickey was before us,
super old school, and then also. Like the more modern Mickey, right? The more modern cartoon Mickey is kind of like, again, a little bit mean.
Yeah, he's mean.
Kind of sarcastic.
He was kind of mean to like he's angry and he's
a
like.
A little angry. He's maybe kind of like.
Gaslights his friends a little bit.
High like, school bully.
Yeah.
Maybe closeted.
In the 80s, he would wear like a sweater around if he was a person, he'd wear a sweater around his shoulders. And he'd like have a name like Blaine or Blake.
Some B name.
Todd, too.
Butch.
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
I feel like Mickey is like, if all the characters were in a sitcom, he'd be the Ted Mosby. He's the nothing burger. They need that. The straight man always has to be kind of like...
The everyman.
The everyman.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are like the quirk. The rest of the gang is
get
like
the quirks.
Yeah. You know, he's Seinfeld.
But like, so like Goofy. Let's
Goofy's
do it all.
Kramer.
Yeah, I guess right. Yeah, he's like he's Goofy. Yeah. But he's like the dolt.
Costanza's Donald.
Donald's angry.
And then Daisy is. I would say she's more Daisy. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is more Daisy than
Seinfelding. All this.
We're Seinfelding them.
Okay.
But Yeah, I you know, and Mickey's Seinfeld.
I like it.
Yeah, I think we just that's spot on. But yeah. It's the trope. It's the that's the you know you want to make them the Golden Girls. We can do that too. Daisy is Blanche,
and nobody else matters.
Donald is Stan. Minnie is Rose. Minnie's kind of bitchy though too. She might be Dorothy.
Yeah, she's Dorothy.
Yeah, she's,
or Mickey might be Dorothy.
Mickey's like. He's the Dreyfus, dog. the dog next door.
The Dark Ride
is presented by Drunk History and available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free. But you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us that 5-star rating and review, or just telling a fellow theme parks loving fan to
listen. Tell them all. It's a new year. Maybe it's they forgot from last
year. New year, new share. You can email us our questions or shout outs at drunkdistory@gmail.com. We like answering these questions. Please send us more of them. You can also reach us on social media. It's TikTok at Drunk Distory, and it's Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast. I think that's the spiel, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers.